The UNHCR says it learned about the attack from 7 refugees who crossed the border from West Darfur into Chad Monday evening. It says the refugees were carrying a 55-year-old woman who had lost both her legs during an alleged overnight bombing. UN refugee spokeswoman Jennifer Pagona says the refugees reported the Arrow-Sharo camp for internally displaced people north of Jebel Moon in West Darfur was attacked. She says the woman later died.
The refugees said more people would now be fleeing to Chad. We have no confirmation of further details of the alleged bombing raid, but bombings could be heard from Birak. This highlights the extremely vulnerable situation of the refugees and of the humanitarian workers who are helping them. For protection and security, the refugees need to be urgently moved away from the border. We're still discussing the transfer to existing camps near Gereda with the Chadian authorities.
A new influx of refugees into eastern Chad began February 8th, following deadly attacks by the Sudanese-backed Janjaweed militia in West Darfur. Since then, the UNHCR reports about 10,000 Sudanese refugees have arrived in Chad. Aid workers on the ground say more arrivals are expected, as well as more displacement in West Darfur because of the bombing. Last week, the UNHCR tried to move thousands of Sudanese refugees away from the insecure border to safer camps inside Chad, but unarmed gunmen blocked these efforts. Pagona says both the refugees and humanitarian workers at the border are in a vulnerable situation.
There are unknown armed men roaming around this area. We don't necessarily know who these people are. We have called on the government of Chad to provide more security for humanitarian workers. It's a difficult situation for everybody, and this is now being complicated by having the situation where we've heard of these bombings this morning.
Pagona says the aid workers who were forced to leave Birak will return as soon as the situation calms down. In the meantime, on the Chadian side of the border, the UNHCR spokeswoman says humanitarian organizations have carried out a one-off distribution of supplies to the refugees who are waiting to be transferred to camps further inland. These include blankets, plastic sheets, jerry cans, mats, and soap. She says high-energy Plumpy Nut supplies were given for malnourished children. She says water supply is difficult at the border, and some refugees have to walk several hours a day to find water. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.